Please turn with me to the text that was read a moment ago, Matthew 28.
请大家翻到刚才我们所阅读的那段经文，就是在马太福音第二十八章。
The title for this afternoon's message is Christ is risen.
今天我们的讲题是基督已经复活了。
Why is the resurrection of Christ so important?
基督的复活为什么这么重要呢？
Why does the world want to attack this wonderful truth?
为什么这个世界要攻击这个美好的真理？
It's a wonderful, wonderful truth because it tells us that we can destroy and defeat death.
这是个美好的真理，因为这个真理告诉我们，我们能够打败死亡。
But the world ruled by Satan, the devil, hates this teaching.
但是呢，这个被魔鬼所控制的世界厌恶这个教导。
The world had been told that Jesus Christ would rise from the dead.
这个世界上的人被告诉说呢，耶稣已经从死里复活。
Before we look at Matthew 28 verse 1 to verse 8, please look at Matthew 27 verse 62 to 66.
让我们看马太福音第二十七章第六十二和六十。
This was the world's reaction to the news that Jesus Christ will rise from the dead.
这个是世界上的人对耶稣复活的反应。
I'd like to read this passage in English first. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, that is Jesus, while he was yet alive, After 3 days, I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre, that is the tomb where Jesus was buried, be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. And so they went, And they made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.
马太福音第二十七章六十二到六十六节，次日就是预备日的第二日，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：“大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候，曾说三日后我要复活，因此请吩咐人将坟墓。”把守妥当，直到第三日，恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。这样，那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说：“你们有看守的兵，去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。”他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
The enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to make sure that there is no resurrection.
耶稣的敌人要确保呢没有复活。
Not that they believe in the resurrection.
并不是他们相信有复活这件事。
They said that just in case the disciples will come and steal the body away.
因为他害怕耶稣的门徒来偷他的尸体。
And so they asked Pilate, who was the king of Israel sent by Rome at that time.
因此他们就请比拉多，比拉多就是当时罗马帝国差遣来的王。
We want to secure the entrance of the sepulchre.
他们要把坟墓把守妥当。
So there was this huge stone covering the mouth or the entrance of the sepulchre.
因此呢就带滚了一个很大的石头来封住坟墓的出口。
These large stone would be between 4 to 6 feet in diameter.
这个石头是很大的，是四到六尺。
That means it will be as big as the height of this door.
就好像这个门这样的高度。
It will be about round in circle in nature.
它是圆的。
And the weight is about 2,000 to 4,000 pounds.
2,000到4,000磅这么重。
There will be about 900 to 1,800 kilograms.
大概是900公斤到1,000吨这样重。
That's how heavy it was.
这就是这个石头有多么重。
And then they put a seal on it.
然后他们就把它封住。
So that the seal cannot be broken.
使到这个人们不能够破坏这个封口。
Anyone who dares to open the seal will be put to death.
使到若是有人把这个石头推开呢，使到这个东西破了呢，他们就会被处死。
This seal had the authority of the Roman Empire behind it.
因为这是有罗马帝国的这个权力权威在的。
And then a watch will be made up of a number of soldiers.
然后看守的兵丁呢是由一些兵士来组成。
And they will have to guard this tomb and not fall asleep.
他们要很警醒的来看守这个坟墓，不能够睡着。
Because if they fail, they will be killed.
因为若是他们睡着的话，他们就会被杀死。
They are not allowed to sleep on duty.
他们把守这个坟墓的时候不能够睡着。
All they needed to do was to make sure that this tomb is sealed for 3 days.
他们的任务呢，就是要把守这个坟墓三天。
Because Jesus said, after 3 days, I will rise again.
因为耶稣说，三天之后他必要复活。
This was the background.Before we come to Matthew 28.
这就是我们来到马太福音第28章之前的这个背景。
Now, in the Bible, they counted a day from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m.
在圣经里面，他们计算一天呢，是从傍晚六点到隔天的傍晚六点。
The Lord Jesus Christ died around 3 p.m. on Friday.
主耶稣是在星期五的三点死的。
So,Up to 6 p.m. on Friday, that will be the end of Friday, the beginning of the Sabbath day or Saturday.
到星期五的六点呢，就是新的一天，就是安息日。
Now the Jews count one day as part of a day equals one day.
那犹太人呢，他们数算一天呢，就算是三个小时，也当作是一天。
So Friday would be the first day.
所以星期五是第一天。
So they will be guarding the tomb.Until 6 p.m. on Friday evening. That is the beginning of Saturday.
所以他们把守从这个星期五的三点到六点是第一天。
And then they will guard the sepulcher all the day of Saturday, that is from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
然后呢，他们第二天就是从星期六的六点到隔天的六点把守这个坟墓，算为第二天。
And that's what verse 1 of chapter 28 means when he says, in the end of the Sabbath,
因此呢，第28章说安息日将近。
So that means at the end of Saturday 6 p.m., which will also be the beginning, 6:01 will be the beginning of Sunday.
因此呢，就是在安息日的这个早上六点钟，六点零一分呢，就是七日的就是第七日的开始了。
So which part of Sunday did this event begin?
所以呢。这一件事情是什么时候开始的呢
？As it began to dawn toward the first day，
就是黎明的时候。
Now the first day would be our Sunday。
第一天就是我们的主日。
So as it began to dawn, that means it will be around sunrise。
天快亮的时候。
This will be about 6 a.m. on Sunday。
大概是星期天六点钟。
What happens when that？First day started.
那一天开始的时候发生了什么事呢
？So part of Friday, first day, full of Saturday, whole of Saturday, 2 days. Part of Sunday, that's a third day. So now the third day has begun.
所以就是星期五的部分的那个部分的时间，还有星期六的整天，还有第七日的开始。
The enemies of Jesus Christ sealed the tomb.Tomb when they were told of the resurrection of Christ.
基督的敌人呢就把这个坟墓封了。
But in the case of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they remember that Jesus promised them on the third day I will rise from the dead, their response was very different.
但是耶稣的门徒当他们听到耶稣说他第三日会复活，他们的反应是截然不同的。
So first thing Sunday morning.Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they rushed to the sepulchre to see the resurrection of Christ.
所以呢，七日的第一头一日， 这个莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚一起清早呢就来到坟墓。
And as they were journeying there, there was a great earthquake.
当他们走向坟墓的时候，地大震动。
And then the angel of the Lord descend from heaven.
那有主的使者从天上下来。
And this angel of the Lord came and rolled back the stone.
就把石头滚开。
And then they sat upon the stone that had been rolled away.
就坐在这个被滚开的石头上面。
They did not care about the seal.
他们没有关于没有管那个封住石头的这个印。
The soldiers were sleeping.
因为兵丁睡着了。
What happened to the soldiers?
这些兵丁发生什么事呢？
They were helpless against the angel of the Lord.
因为他们面对上帝的使者，他们是无助的。
Look at verse 11 of Matthew 28.
让我们看第十一节。
Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done.
第十一节，他们去的时候，有看守的兵有几个进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。
And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. They bribed them.
祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多钱，许多银钱给兵丁。
And this is what I want you to say. Look at verse 13.
第十三节，他要他们说这些话。
Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept.
你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了。
Did they really sleep? What happened?
他们真的睡着了吗？发生了什么事？
Something must have happened to the soldiers.
这些兵丁一定是发生了什么事。
They cannot be sleeping, isn't it?
他们不可能睡着了。
Otherwise, how could they come in verse 11 to tell the priests what happened?
要不然他们怎么能够来祭司长面前告诉他们发生了什么事呢？
Maybe they were paralyzed, they can see, but they could not do anything.
可能他们是瘫痪了，看得到，但是不能够做什么。
Now remember, if the soldiers were sleeping, they will die.
因为呢，这些兵丁若是睡了的话，会被处死。
And so now the priests and the elders, the enemies of Christ, said, "Tell a lie. We give you money, and we will protect you."
所以祭司长和长老呢，就告诉他们，若是他们撒谎，他们就能够得到大笔的银钱。
And if news come to the governor, look at verse 14, that you are sleeping, don't worry, we will persuade him not to kill you. We will make sure that you are safe.
第十四节，他们尚且说呢，倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。
And so they took the money and did as they were taught.And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day.
第十五节告诉我们，兵丁受了银钱，就照所嘱咐他们的去行。这话就传在犹太人中间，直到今日。
So the enemies of Jesus Christ had to tell a lie to deny and reject the resurrection.
因此呢，耶稣的敌人必须撒谎来掩盖复活的事实。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is an act of God.
因为耶稣的复活是上帝的工作。
You think God has the power to raise Jesus from the dead?
因为上帝有这个权能，能够使耶稣从死里复活。
Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead.
因为耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活。
God gave life to you and me.
上帝赐给你和我生命。
God can definitely raise Jesus from the dead.
上帝当然有能力能够使耶稣从死里复活。
But why did God raise Jesus from the dead?
但是上帝为什么要使耶稣从死里复活呢？
God raised Jesus Christ from the dead for this very reason.
上帝使耶稣从死里复活是因为这个缘故。
It is an acknowledgement of all that Jesus Christ has done on this earth.
是为了要承认了耶稣在这世界上所做成就的一切。
It's to tell all of us that I have accepted what Jesus Christ has done for the world.
是要认同并接纳耶稣所做的一切。
WhatDid Jesus Christ do for the world?
耶稣为这个世间的人做了什么呢？
Jesus Christ came to take away the sins of the world, your sins and my sins.
耶稣来为要除去世人的罪孽。
Because if he does not come, you and I will have to die for our sin and we will end up in hell.
因为若是他不来到这个世界，你和我都要为我们自己的罪而死。
All of us are sinners without exception.
到地狱去，你和我都是罪人。
Please don't delude yourself by thinking that you are without sin, that you are perfect.
不要欺骗自己，告诉自己没有罪。
Have you lied?
你是否有说谎？
Have you lust after material things and women?
是否有对钱财或者是女人有私欲？
These are all sins against God.
这些都是向神的罪。
No, I'm not a sinner.
但是我不是罪人。
There is one evidence that all of us are sinners.
有一个证据能够告诉我们，我们是罪人。
Even babies are sinners.
就算是婴孩也是罪人。
Even babies inside the mother's womb are sinners.
就是还未出世的婴儿也是罪人。
You know what is this evidence?
证据在什么呢？
The evidence is that we die.
证据就是呢，每一个人都会死。
Because if you're not a sinner, you should not die.
因为若你没有犯罪，你就不会死。
Because the Bible tells us, because of our sin, man must die.
圣经告诉我们，我们每个人必须死，是因为罪的缘故。
Animals did not sin, so how can animal? Why must animal also die?
那动物呢？动物没有犯罪，为什么动物也死？
You are right. Animals do not sin and they cannot sin.
对的，这个动物呢，他们没有犯罪，他们不能够犯罪。
But because God, when He created the animals and the birds and the fish, God made man the ruler of all of them.
但是上帝创造动物和这个飞鸟的时候呢，他使人掌管他们。
And when man fell into sin, the whole creation fell.Into sin as well.
当人坠落进罪里面的时候，这个整个宇宙也这个创造也犯了，也陷入罪当中。
That's why we are surrounded by death.
因此呢，我们被罪环绕着。
It's a reminder to all of us that we are sinners.
这是要提醒我们，我们是罪人。
That's why Jesus Christ must come into this world to save us from our sins.
因此，耶稣必须来到这个世界来拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
And the only way that He can save us from our sins is that He must die.
唯一的方法就是他必须为我们而死。
And because He is the perfect God and He is the perfect man, that's why when He died, His death is able to save the whole world from their sins.
因为他是完全的神，也是完全的人，他的死呢，能够拯救整个世界的人。
He has saved the sins of the three individuals who stood before you this afternoon.
刚才呢，我们看到他已经拯救了刚才站在我们面前的弟兄姐妹们。
He also saved the sins of all those who have transferred their membership and also reaffirmed their faith.
那些转会籍的或者是重申他们信仰的人。
You can read their testimony.
你可以阅读他们的见证。
How do we know that Jesus Christ's death on the cross is able to save me from my sin?
我们怎么知道呢？耶稣在十字架上的死能够拯救我们脱离死亡。
How do I know that God will accept?My faith in Jesus Christ and say that Jesus died for my sins. Forgive me, Heavenly Father.
我们怎么知道上帝能够接纳我们的信心呢？来原谅我们。
The fact that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead is the proof and evidence.
那证据就是在于上帝怎么使耶稣从死里复活。
God tells us that Jesus Christ, my only begotten Son,He died for your sins. I accepted what He has done for you. Therefore, I raised Him from the dead.
耶稣呢，就是上帝的独生子，他天父使他从死里复活，进而告诉我们他已经接纳了他这个奉献。
Since death is the punishment for all our sins,
因为呢，死呢就是罪的工价。
When Jesus Christ cleansed me of all my sins by His precious blood,
当耶稣以他的宝血来洗清我们的罪的时候
，death is now no longer able to hurt me or touch me.
那死亡呢就不在于掌权。
Because Jesus Christ defeated death for me.
因为耶稣已经为我们战胜了死亡。
And God raised Him from the dead to tell me that Jesus Christ is able to save you from your sin and from death and from hell.
上帝使耶稣从死里复活是要告诉我们他也能够拯救我们脱离死亡脱离地狱。
Will you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是否愿意相信主耶稣基督？
And then this angel of the Lord,was able to speak as well.
这个主的使者能够说话。
And so you have the angel who will testify that Jesus Christ is really rose from the dead.
所以我们有他的见证告诉我们耶稣已经从死里复活。
Verse 3 says, His countenance, that is that of the angel, was like lightning, and his raiment, his clothing, white as snow.
第三节告诉我们他的相貌如同闪电 衣服洁白如雪。
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Who are the keepers?
这些看守的人是谁？
The soldiers.
就是兵丁。
They just could not move.
他们就是不能够动。
They were able to see.
他们看得到。
They just stood there and they behaved like dead people.
但是虽然看得到，可是好像死了一样。
And then the angel answered and said to the women.
天使对妇女说
There will be the two Marys.
就是那两个玛利亚
Stop being afraid. Don't be afraid.
不要害怕
The soldiers should be afraid, but not my disciples, not my children.
这些兵丁应该害怕，但是我的儿女不应该害怕。
You are God's children. Don't be afraid.
因为你们是上帝的儿女，你们不要害怕。
For I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified.
我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He is not here.
他不在这里。
He is risen.
照他所，他已经复活了。
Just as he said on the third day.
照他所说的第三日复活。
You come and you see the place where the Lord lay.
你来看他，他们安葬主的地方。
Angels can never tell lies.
那天使不能够撒谎。
The moment an angel falls into sin, he becomes a fallen angel.
当一个天使犯罪的时候，他们就成为这个魔鬼。
A fallen angel are demons, and they will end up in the lake of fire, punished by God. They have no salvation.
他们没有救恩，当他们犯罪的时候，他们就到火湖里去。
This was a good angel.
这是一个好的天使。
And since they cannot tell lies, the angel now bears a truthful witness to all of us.
所以他们不能够撒谎，所以他们的见证是真实的。
Don't be afraid of the resurrected Christ.
不要害怕那复活的主。
You are a child of God.
你是上帝的儿女。
You should be afraid of the resurrected Christ. If you are not a child of God,
若是你不是上帝的儿女，你就应该害怕复活的主。
Altogether, Jesus Christ remained on earth for 40 days after his resurrection.
当耶稣复活之后，他在这个世上待了40天之久。
And during these 40 days, Jesus Christ appeared 10 times.
在这40天呢，他显现了十次。
And all these 10 times he appeared only to the children of God.
这十次呢都是向门徒显现。
Do you know why he did not appear to unbelievers?
为什么呢？
Jesus Christ will appear to unbelievers one day.
耶稣有一天会向非信徒显现。
And when he appeared to unbelievers, he will ride down from heaven on a white horse.
他会骑着白马从天上显现。
He is not going to wear on his head or on any part of his body, Savior of the world.
他不再是这个世界的救主。
He will wear on his body King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
当时呢，他是以万王之王、万主之主的身份来。
When unbeliever sees the resurrected Christ, they're not going to see the Savior.
当这个非信徒看到他的时候，他不再能够做他们的救主。
They're going to see the Judge of all judges.
他是以审判官的身份来。
And so if anyone on earth says, save me, save me, Jesus. Jesus says, no, I cannot save you, I will not save you.
若有人告诉耶稣拯救，在当时叫耶稣拯救他们，耶稣必不能够拯救他们。
Because the second coming of Christ, Jesus is not coming as the Savior.
因为当耶稣再来的时候，他不是以救主的身份来。
He is coming as the Judge.
他是以这个审判官的身份来。
He will come to condemn and to judge.
他是来定世人的罪。
That's what the Bible says, when Jesus Christ returns, everybody's state and condition will be sealed for eternity.
所以因此圣经告诉我们，当耶稣再来的时候，每一个人的永恒的这个去向已经定了。
When Jesus returns, if you are a child of God, you will be a child of God forever.
当耶稣再来，你是上帝的儿女，你就永远是他的儿女。
But if you are an unbeliever, and when Jesus comes, you will be an unbeliever for eternity.
当耶稣来的时候，你是个非信徒，你就永远是个非信徒。
That means you will end up in hell.
就是说你会到地狱去。
Don't wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to appear before you believe in Him.
当不要等耶稣再来才相信他。
Because at the first coming of Jesus Christ, He said to all of us, "Behold, I come to be the Savior of the world."
当耶稣来的时候，第一次来的时候，他说他是看了他是世人的救主。
This was the testimony of John the Baptist before the congregation.
这是施洗约翰所做的见证。
The Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.
他是上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And that's why before the Lord Jesus Christ returns, and while you are still breathing, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当耶稣再来之前，当你还 呼吸着的时候，你就要信靠他。
He died on the cross for your sins.
因为他为你的罪死在十字架上。
God raised him from the dead for your justification.
上帝使他从死里复活，为的是要叫我们称义。
A person justified is a person who have all his sins forgiven.
一个称义的人就是所有的罪已经被赦免了。
First, you have the witness of God.
首先，你有上帝的这个见证。
You have the witness of the angel.
有天使的见证。
God raised Jesus from the dead.
上帝使耶稣从死里复活。
And the angel telling us the truth. The angel can never tell lies.
那天使向我们说这个真理，因为天使不能够撒谎。
And then now you have the eyewitness account of the disciples.
第三呢，就有这个门徒们的见证。
And so the two Marys went quickly and tell the disciples after they have seen the empty tomb.
那两个玛利亚就很快的去向其他门徒说他们看到空的坟墓。
And then they ran and said, He is risen from the dead.
他说 他已经从死里复活。
Behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you.
并且他在你们以先往加利利去。
And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy. And they did run to bring the disciples who were to tell the world.
他们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。
And everything that they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ truly came to pass.
他们向主所相信的，的确都成就了。
All the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ must have this great fear and great joy.
每一个信主的人都要有这样的这个敬畏的心和这个喜乐的心。
This is a good kind of fear.
这是一个很好的这个害怕。
Not the fear of the soldiers that make them like dead men.
不是像那些兵丁的害怕。
This is the fear of God that brings about salvation and a desire not to sin against God.
这个害怕呢是使他们得到救恩的这个害怕，他们也害怕得罪神。
And because I know that I do not want to sin against God, I'm so happy and I'm filled with great joy.
因此呢，他们很害怕得罪神，所以他们有很大的欢喜。
This is the life of the Christian.
这就是基督徒的生活。
That's why we celebrate Easter.
因此呢，我们纪念这个复活节。
This is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主的复活。
And that's why, as Christians, we have so much to live for.
因此呢，身为基督徒，我们有很大的盼望。
You know that God can take all of us to heaven in this body if He wants to.
上帝呢，能够在使我们从在这个身体使我们复活。
But there is one problem.
但是有个问题。
This body is not suitable for heaven.
我们这个身体呢，不适合居住在天堂。
This body is designed by God to only exist on this earth.
因为我们这个身体呢，只是上帝赐给我们，只能够在这个地上存活。
You look around you.
我们能够四围观看。
There is evidence of this truth all around us.
这个真理呢，到处都能够看得到。
You look at the heavens.
你看天堂。
God designed the bird with the bird body to fly.
对不起，你看天上，你看这个飞鸟呢，他们的身体能够在天上飞行。
God designed the fish with a fish body to live in the water.
那鱼儿们呢，他们有这个身体躯体能够在水中游泳。
And God designed this body for us to live on land.
那上帝给我们的这个身体是在地上行走的。
You want to fly like a bird? What must we do?
若是你要像小鸟一样飞在天空里面。
You want to swim with the fish in the ocean, what must we do?
或者在水里游。
We have to create an environment that is very much like the earth.
所以我们就需要创造另外一个跟世界上这个地球相同的环境。
Or else we will die.
要不然我们就不能够存活。
The air in the sky is too thin, not enough oxygen.
在 天空中的那个氧气呢，太稀薄了，不够。
And so we have to create an environment that is like land, like on earth, for us to live in the air.
因此呢，需要创造另外一个相与这个世界相同的环境。
So we call them aeroplane.
就是好像飞机。
In the ocean, we call them submarine.
或者是潜水艇。
Both of them have an environment that is artificial, that is as if we are on earth, isn't it?
他们有一个人造的这个环境。
In heaven, you have the heavenly environment.
在天上呢，有天上的这个环境。
This body is not good for the heavenly environment.
我们这个身体呢，不适合居住在天堂。
That is why when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, God gave him a resurrected body that is eternal, that is incorruptible.
因此呢，当耶稣复活的时候，上帝就给了他这个不能朽坏的身体。
And that will be our body too in eternity.
这就是我们将来所要得到的身体。
That body will be suitable for the heavenly environment.
这是适合居住在天上的。
This is the hope of every Christian.
这是每一个信徒的盼望。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪得到赦免。
Death can never hurt me anymore.
罪这个死亡呢，不能够再战胜我们。
Isn't this a wonderful news?
这是一个多么美好的这个消息。
Aren't you afraid of death?
你害怕死亡吗？
We all are afraid of death.
我们每个人都害怕死亡。
That's why we try to push death away as far as possible, isn't it?
因此我们要延缓这个死亡的到来。
We try to eat well.
我们尝试吃得好。
When we are sick, we see the doctor.
生病的时候看医生。
We now try to take all kinds of vitamins.
吃不同的维他命。
Try to push death away.
直到我们能够延缓这个死亡的来到。
But no matter how far you push, one day death will catch up to you.
无论我们做什么，有一天我们死亡还是会来到。
Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor.
无论你是富裕或贫穷。
Doesn't matter whether you're young or old.
无论你是年轻或年老。
When death knocks, you will die.
当死亡来临的时候，我们就要死。
The only protection is Jesus Christ.
唯一的保障就是耶稣基督。
Death can never hurt the Christian.
那死亡呢，不能够战胜基督徒。
Christian lives for eternity.
因为一个基督徒是永远活着的。
No earth, no devil can keep the Christian down.
没有，无论是这个世界或者是这个魔鬼都不能够妨碍我们。
And all this is made possible because God raised Jesus from the dead.
这一切都是能够成就的，因为上帝使耶稣从死里复活。
And if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ,
若是你
you too will also.Be raised from the dead when you die.
若是你信靠耶稣的话，当你死的时候，你也能够从死里复活。
If you are already a Christian,
若是你已经是一个信徒，
Why are you not living a holy life?
为什么你没有过圣洁的生活？
You bring shame to the name of the Savior.
你使基督的名蒙羞。
God has given you this blessed and wonderful hope.
上帝给了我们这个蒙福的盼望。
Repent of your sin and live for the Savior.
我们要悔改并且为主而活。
And if you are already living a holy life, you don't stop. You be steadfast and unmovable.
若是你已经过一个圣洁的生活，你不要停止这么做。
Even if everyone will not live for the Lord Jesus Christ and live a holy life, you must continue to live for the Savior.
就算其他人没有为主而活，你也要为主而活。
Because you know how true and how real He is in your soul.
因为你知道他对你来说是有多么真实的。
May God help us as we reflect.On the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ this afternoon.
这个下午来思想主的复活，愿主帮助我们。
Let us pray.
让我们同祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱的天父。
Help us, O Lord, to remember what it means for Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins.
帮助我们知道耶稣被钉死，为我们被钉死的这个意义。
Help us also to remember, O Lord, what it means.For God to raise Jesus Christ from the dead for my justification.
帮助我们知道为什么上帝要使耶稣从死里复活。
What a wonderful Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣里面，我们有多么好的一个救主。
We have nothing to fear, not even death.
我们没有什么可畏惧的，就算死亡也不用害怕。
Thou hast raised him from the dead, and we too will be raised from the dead if we were to die in Christ.
因为你已经从使耶稣从死里复活，有一天若是我们面临死亡，我们也将从死里复活。
What a wonderful life you have given to us, O Lord, as Christians.
主啊，你赐给我们多么美好的人生。
Help us to live for Him.
帮助我们为主而活。
Where we have sinned against Thee, O Lord, forgive us.
当我们犯罪的时候，求你原谅我们。
Help us.Never to bring shame to the name of our Savior, but to bring glory to His holy name by the way that we live.
让我们的生活呢，不要使耶稣的名蒙羞，倒要带给他荣耀。
We pray, Father, for some in our midst who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为这我们当中那些还未信主的人祷告。
May Thy Holy Spirit speak to their hearts.
愿你的圣灵与他们说话。
May the testimony of those who stood before God and this congregation for baptism.Chastise them and cause them to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as well.
愿我们那的弟兄姐妹的见证能够带给他们一些激励。
Help them, O Lord, to be convicted that they may experience the hope and the joy of the resurrection.
让他们能够知道他们自己的罪，并且能够想知道得救的喜乐。
For this we ask with thanksgiving and for thy glory, in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.